This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert says the country could see 100 to 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Sunday that millions could become infected in the United States. Faced with Fauci's grim projections and the possibility that even more could die in the United States without measures to keep people away from one another, President Donald Trump extended federal guidelines recommending people stay home for another 30 days until the end of April. The tally kept by Johns Hopkins University shows that the U.S. had over 140,000 infections and 2,400 deaths. Worldwide, more than 33,000 people have died, half of them in Spain and Italy. New York has surpassed 1,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak, less than a month after the first case was detected in the state. The virus has torn through New York City and its suburbs with frightening speed. Most of the deaths have happened in a span of just a few days. New York City reported in the evening that its toll had risen to 776. The official total number of statewide deaths isn't expected to be released until Monday, but with at least 250 additional deaths recorded outside the city, as of Sunday morning, the state's total fatalities was at least 1,026. State media confirmed Monday that nuclear-armed North Korea successfully tested super-large multiple rocket launchers, but leader Kim Jong-un was not described as commanding the drill, according to analysts. With the world focused on the coronavirus pandemic and North Korea insisting it has not had a single COVID-19 case, the isolated state has carried out four such firings this month alone. South Korea had said two projectiles, presumed to be ballistic missiles, were fired on Sunday from the North Korean port city of Wonsan. This is VOA News.